This musiek vanaf Beatenburg op MFM 92.6. Move to the music. Mark Allen is in your atelier. It's time for Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Hallo, Mark, hoe je van Afrikaans? Is dat goed?
Ek is mal daaroor, Lies.
Hoe gaan het met jou? Ek het jou langlaas gezien.
Jo, is het langlaas gepraat? En maar ek hou van elke keer wat ek in die atelier inkom, dan het jy een of ander nieuwe look. En ek is so jammer dat radio nie kan altyd wys nie.
My look vandag is soos 'n moderne dreadlock gypsy.
Ek love it.
Luister, ek en Tian het gepraat oor Instagram en advertenties wat op Instagram gaan van nou af is. Mm. En ek het 'n paar al gekry. Het jy 'n paar gekry?
Ek is nie op Instagram nie.
Lol. Mark, jy moet op Instagram kom. Luister.
Ja, ek weet, het vat my so tydjie, maar dan kom ek daar.
Luister, wat is op die menu vir vandag, Bits and Bytes wise?
Ons is selfs 'n bietjie oor 'n bietjie controversy.
Controversy. Controversy. Okay, let's go back to English, Mark.
I'll try.
Let's
all
go
my
back.
Notes are in English.
It's so chill. We are English now. We are for England.
We can mix it around.
Okay, what is this? You said people. You can rate people.
The app's called People. P-E-E-P-L-E.
Okay.
People. And it allows you to rate anybody. Gives them a star. A rating out of 1 out of 5.
So how do you get this app if you want it? For those freaky... Okay, not freaky. For those people who want it, how do you get the app?
Luckily, it was such a backlash, right?
Is it?
So it's only like launching next week.
Okay.
But there was such a backlash, like massive backlash. And they've now decided... Because what they would do is they would allow anybody to rate anybody without them knowing about it. So as long as they had your cell phone number, I see your eyes going wide, and my eyes went wide like that as well. You can rate someone just knowing their cell phone number. And
but why would you want to do it? What is the purpose of this?
It's supposed to be positive reinforcement. You know the internet. It's
yeah.
Not really. It's going to be like this massive,
I feel like
toxic
this is
place.
A new bullying platform.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people said. So the creators have sort of backtracked and said, listen, no, it's an opt-in. You have to register and you can opt out. Because previously that, it's like you can, if you just know the person's cell phone number and give them a rating and the person could even ask them to remove it. So it
I actually think that you should be able to, the person should know that they're being rated so that they know who the shady people are.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like Mark will give me a nod.
No. But I was actually wondering what kind of rating you would give me.
I don't know. You've been late a couple of times.
Late was, yeah, okay, fine. Maybe a 3.
Maybe, if you're lucky. What else is on the menu? Okay. So I don't think it's going to be successful. Let's
No. I agree. I think it's going to be successful. But on that note, I mean, if we're going to rate people, maybe we should rate professors. And aren't we rating professors already?
We should rate professors, public services,
exactly.
Restaurants,
yes.
And traveling and all
yes,
of that
and that's,
stuff.
And it should be a positive with a positive note. And there's a website called ratemyprofessors.com. So
yeah.
Have a look at that and see, maybe we can start a revolution on
campus. I think we should actually focus it on stuff like that instead of rating people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Done with that. Next topic.
Yes, next up. Twitter Moments is launching.
What is Twitter Moments?
It's quite a cool thing. It goes and it's like a curated option. You click on your Twitter side, you click on Moments and it says, oh, here's a few stories or
from
few
back
tweets.
In the day.
Yeah, no, not like that. Not, actually, why do they call it Moments?
I don't know, please
explain. It sounds like Moments.
Yeah.
Like at the back of the day. No, it's like stuff happening now. So it's like news stories unfolding, stuff that's happening at the moment. So it allows you to like... get into grips of what's happening on Twitter without
actually,
you following people.
I actually think it's the most irritating thing ever now hearing about it because they already have this new option on Twitter where you would log in and if you haven't been online like last night,
yes.
They would say, in case you missed it. Like, I really
none
don't
of those
care.
Things are interesting for me.
I really don't care what happened while I was sleeping. There's a reason why I logged off.
Exactly. And every time they ask you, do you like it? No.
No.
So why?
And
again,
rate this.
So
like
all this rating thing, this whole rating is.
This is too much, Mark.
The topic, yeah. So we had this WhatsApp issue
problem,
we talked about.
Yeah.
So some people had to pay for WhatsApp.
What's today's day? Today's the 7th, and they said that I have to pay as of the 30th of September. I can say I didn't pay, so it was probably just like a gimmick.
I think their tactic is to just create confusion. So some people, like maybe 10% will pay, at least they get some money. But, you know, rather wait until you are cut off.
Until WhatsApp actually releases an official statement, actually.
Yeah, but they probably won't. I mean, it's just like... this weirdness about WhatsApp. But so I know some people had other problems with WhatsApp, that it kind of worked on the network and then it didn't work, and then it worked on the internet, and then you couldn't see images, but you could send tweets. Oh, tweets. Chats. I get my terminology right here. You know about WhatsApp on the web?
That's
also a nice way of doing it.
Actually, please explain for those that don't know, because I had a bit of a brain fart, because when you log on from the PC, you have to take a photo of the QR code. But then, do you just go onto your browser, or do you go onto your camera and you just take a photo of the QR code? What happens after that?
No, there's a functionality in your WhatsApp app.
Okay, so you go onto WhatsApp.
Yeah, so you go to web.whatsapp.com. And it then takes you through a few steps and gives you this QR code.
No, but I'm talking about if you log in from the PC.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. So on the PC, you go to your Chrome browser, you go web.whatsapp.com, and then you go through that process, and it shows you this QR code. And then instead of just taking a photo, you in your WhatsApp app that you've got on your phone.
Oh, Mark, I tried this. It didn't work, because now it says you need to take... Look, there it is.
Okay, so what does it say?
It says WhatsApp for phone. You'll be logged in, blah, blah, blah.
Use WhatsApp on your phone to scan the code. So basically, they want you... So unless maybe the version on your phone was out of date.
Okay.
Didn't have that functionality yet. So what you would do is in your phone, maybe on WhatsApp, you go... You click on add picture in your WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Like share
like
picture.
Like you're going to take a photo
You would take a photo from your WhatsApp.
Okay.
Not normal camera app.
Yeah.
And then you scan it and WhatsApp should pick it up.
That is life. For those of you that want from their PC.
Yes, exactly.
Go on
And then obviously it's a bit cheaper maybe compared to 3G.
That is the truth. I love that. Listen, is there anything else that we have? Because I feel like we're just chatting.
Isn't that like I was supposed to go?
That is the truth. But I feel like we're going off our topic.
I think we've talked about all the stuff we wanted to talk about. There was this whole rating thing, rate my professors. So maybe I want to ask the students to give us some feedback on rating professors, because how would they want to rate it? Do you think, would that make difference? They've got a rating system now. Does it work? Does it not? Maybe just give some feedback and let people know what they think.
I think that's the truth. You can either tweet at MFM926 or at Stalin Uni. But I think your homework for next week, Mark, is to get yourself an Instagram.
Okay. I'm going to take up that challenge.
And just take pictures. You need to follow everyone, but yes, follow me. Mark joining me in studio, week after that, for Bits and Bytes. That happens every Wednesday on Lunch with Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.